The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Micha Cohen.
Simon Reish. Simon Reish discusses Dinei HaKvura B'Yontif, that what is the halacha regarding burying a deceased person on Yontif. Now, it's important to have a little background here about the concept of 1 and 2 day Yontif, like the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, that in Eretz Yisrael they keep 1 day of Yontif when it comes to Pesach and Sukkot and Shavuos. Whereas in the Chutz La'aretz, we, as you know, we keep 2 days. Now the reason is because of Sveika D'Yoyma, which means to say that in the times when Kiddush HaChodesh was done by Beis Din in Yerushalayim, it means to say when the month was decided when it was by Beis Din, so there was a communication problem that people living outside of Eretz Yisrael would have a delayed message and wouldn't know about Yontif in time. So therefore, they weren't sure what day Rosh Chodesh was, what day the month began. So therefore, they wouldn't know exactly when Yontif was. Because of that, they would keep 2 days. Now, as time progressed, and they no longer made Rosh Chodesh through a Beis Din, it was done through the calendar, Hillel HaNasi, he made the calendar, so there was really no need for the 2 days. But the Gemara tells us, Minig Avisenu V'Yadenu, that it became a custom, it became a halacha, a very strong halacha, that in all respects, we consider it to be just like Yontif itself, and it's a very serious thing if a person is mezalzel, takes lightly Yontif Sheni, the second day of Yontif. And there are a few very, very few limitations where we do find that Yontif Sheni is more lenient, but overall, Yontif Sheni has the same halachas of Yontif Rishon. The second day of Yontif has the same halachas as the first day of Yontif. Now, one of the major exceptions is in the halacha that we're going to learn over here about burying a person who passed away on Yontif. Now, it's important to keep in mind that until not so long ago, there was no refrigeration, which means to say when a person passed away, the longer you wait, the body begins to decompose. And that's a tremendous bizayon, that's a tremendous disgrace to the body to be sitting there and for that to be happening to it. So therefore, there was a very much a real need for the person to be buried as soon as possible. And there was a mitzvah to bury the person right away. And there was this issue of bizayon, of disrespect. So now, if you look in the Gemara says that a person who passes away on the first day of Yontif, one could use non-Jews to do the burial. Which, that itself has its own issues, because we know, generally speaking, that when it comes to taking care of a deceased, that only Yisraelim, only Jewish people, are supposed to be handling the nifter, and it wouldn't be considered respectful if Gentiles would be handling the burial and everything else. Now, because of the situation where, on the one hand, you want to bury the person right away, and on the other hand, it's Yontif, the first day of Yontif, therefore, the Gemara says that it could be done through non-Jews. The second day of Yontif, the Gemara says that if there are no non-Jews available, or perhaps even if there are, but Yisraelim could do the things necessary, because since there's this mitzvah of kavod ha'meis, of respect for the deceased, so therefore the Rabbanon, the rabbis lifted the gzeirah, lifted the restriction on Yontif Sheni, and therefore they will be allowed to take care of things. This is the basic structure as we find it in the Gemara. Now, as the various actual practices of different communities tends to be different than this, and especially in today's day and age, it's very rare to see anybody make a funeral on the first day of Yontif through non-Jews. That's almost unheard of. And even on the second day of Yontif, it's also not done in most communities. Some communities it is still done, but generally speaking it's not done. And we'll discuss some of the reasons for that. and some of the reasons for the different customs. But this is the background, that according to the Gemara, at least, and the Shulchan Aruch, one would be allowed on the first day of Yontif to perform a burial with by using non-Jews. On the second day, Yidden, Jewish people, could actually do the burial. Now, with that little introduction, we can start with the first sif of Simon Resh. Meis Hamutzel L'Kavra B'Yontif. A person that passed away, and they need to be buried, and it became Yontif. B'Yom HaRishon L'Yisasku B'Yisrael. On the first day, Jewish people should not be involved in the burial. Why? Because you have a Malacha D'Raisa, it's definitely Yontif, and you have a Malacha, you have a forbidden work to do, to forbidden forms of craftsmanship, the Torah prohibits, and therefore, just because the person is going to be not buried, and that even though there's a mitzvah to bury the person, it's disrespectful, but still, the avera, the prohibition of desecrating Yontif doesn't get pushed aside. And the Kedra continues, even if it's not possible to do through non-Jews, so you have a serious problem here. We have a concern that maybe the person's going to decompose until the next day. Nevertheless, like Baruch Yisrael B'Yom Rishon, on the first day, the deceased should not be buried through a non-Jew. So the first halacha the Kedra tells us is for a Jewish person to do a burial on the first day of Yontif, there's nothing to talk about. It's completely also, it's completely forbidden, even though it is at the cost of the cover of the respect for the deceased. However, im afshar l'kavra al yedei nachrim, if the burial could be done through non-Jews, tainu shanachrim yasu es hakever, so that means the non-Jews will dig the grave, so that will be a problem, a malacha of digging, v'yachlichu es hadafim shel eitz, and they're going to cut the boards for the coffin, o yasu orim b'mokim shenagu, so either they're going to put the boards around the body, which was one custom, or they make an actual coffin. That was the other custom. They also sew the burial shrouds and tzrichim if it's necessary. So basically, what we need the non-Jew to do is to do complete malachas d'oraisa. So this is the second point that we're learning here. That on the first day of Yontif, we can use a non-Jew to do actual malachas d'oraisa, actual Torah prohibitions of digging the grave and sewing the burial shrouds, and making a coffin. Those things could be done through a non-Jew, even though they are malachas gemuras, they are full Torah prohibitions of doing work. Abul al-Bishay. Now, what about to do the preparation on the body? So over there, there's no real issue of malacha, per se. It's not an issue of something that's forbidden from a Torah perspective, but obviously there's a problem of muksa, there's a problem of moving a dead body, and handling the dead body. So that is a question of a rabbinic prohibition. It's a question only Issa Rabbanan. So what's the halacha? What about can a Jewish person do that? So the Kitzur says, "Avol al bishay, but to dress the deceased with lachamim and mayim, latar, but to warm the water and to cleanse him, ulhaitziyu l'sumim b'kera, and to move him and to put him in the grave. So even though there's a moving of muksa and other rabbinic prohibitions, mutter like the Yisrael, that's permitted through a Jewish person. So again, the point is that an Isur d'Oraisa, a Torah prohibition for Yontif Rishon, cannot be pushed aside for the respect of the deceased, but a rabbinic prohibition could be pushed aside, and that's how the Torah process could be done through a Jew, but the actual digging of the grave should not be done through a Jew. Now again, also the covering of the coffin with dirt should also be done through a non-Jew, because again, that's a problem of digging on Shabbos. The Im Afshar, Yeshli Zohar, if it's possible, they should be careful. Latar Beloy Begin, when they cleanse the body, they should just use their hand, they should not use a garment. Why? Shali Afoyle De Schita, because we know if you're going to use a garment that's full of water, so there's an issue that you might squeeze the water, you might come to the malacha of Schita, of squeezing. So therefore, if they're going to be doing this tar, if they're going to be doing the cleansing process on Yontif, so they should not use a cloth, they should just use their hands. Now the Kitzur continues to discuss the halacha of the first day of Yontif in Sif Beis. Yesh Arim, some are of the opinion, the im afshalasais al yidei nachrim kama shekasafnu. If it's possible to prepare the person for burial, and to do the burial through non-Jews, as we explained before, aser lahashayse ad lamachar kadei shis askabo Yisrael. It's prohibited to wait until the next day, so Jewish people should be involved. So this is an interesting point where we have a compromise in the sense that, generally speaking, as we mentioned before, we use Jewish people to do everything. So we're compromising the respect of the deceased by using non-Jews. So what's better, to bury him quicker and use non-Jews to do everything, or to wait until the next day Yontif, until Yisraelim can do it, and that will be more respectful? So the Kitzer brings up opinion that says that no, if it's on the first day of Yontif and you have the option of doing it through non-Jews, you should not wait. That's the opinion that he brings. And even if the person passed away that day, meaning to say it wasn't the person passed away Erev Yontif on the day before Yontif and there just wasn't enough time to do the funeral, but the person just recently passed away, so therefore we're not so concerned about the person decomposing if they waited a day. They could wait a day so he's not going to decompose. And again, this is the times that the Kitzer is discussing. They still should bury him, the person, the man or woman who passed away on the first day of Yontif, even though they really could wait because the person won't decompose. They should still do it through non-Jews because the mitzvah of burying right away takes precedence over this idea of using Jews to do the burial process, and therefore that's what the Kitzer says should be done. The Kitzer continues, Ach yelad shemes, but a youngster that passed away, aval pi shechai yosim shloshim yoim, even though the child lived more than 30 days, sheyaduah sheinu nefel, we know that the child has the status of a living person, not like a stillborn, mikol makam im ha'es kara, but if it's the cold season, ve'em b'zayin la'ashayse, and there's no disrespect in holding the body over because the person's not going to decompose, delay ishtehi, that he's not going to decompose, ain lekaver b'yomtiv rishon, they should not bury him on the first day of Yontif through non-Jews. Al mashilon le ad Yontif sheni, but we wait until the next day and do it through Jewish people. This is what the Kitzer says. Now the reason to the friendship between a child and an adult, it's brought in the Magen Avraham. The reason would be because a child, it's not considered as much as a disrespect to wait than an adult. It's a little bit not 100% clear the reason for that, but that seems to be the concept. And the Kitzer continues and says, Yesharim, that some say that this idea of not waiting to the next day and to do it through Jewish people, the gam begadol, that even with an adult, that if the person died on the first day of Yontif, so that's not going to be waiting so long. It's if the person died on Erev Yontif, so they're going to be waiting a long time, that would be a reason not to wait and to do it through non-Jews. But if the person only died the first day of Yontif, so then it's a small amount of time to wait, so then it should be done, then they could wait until Yontif Sheni. And he says, if there's no clear custom, it seems to follow this custom, which would be that from Yontif Rishon to the Yontif Sheni, we would wait and do it through Yidden. And on this way of thinking, the Piskei Tshuvas brings that many communities have this custom that they don't bury on the first day of Yontif, and that's for this reason, because especially in today's day and age, when we have refrigeration, this we'll discuss more when we'll talk about even burying on Yontif Sheni. But the point is, in general, if it's not going to be a major design, if it's not going to be a major disgrace to the person, so then, meaning if the person's not going to decompose, so then we'll definitely wait until the second day. That's what it seems from the opinions that the Piskei Tshuvas brings, that was the custom in a lot of different places. There's also discussion about, like, even according to the opinions that say that one should not wait, but what if the person is a great person, a very distinguished person? So if non-Jewish people are going to be involved in the burial, so it's not going to be so respectful, so would that be a reason? So the Bir Halacha discusses it, but again, it seems that the accepted custom was, even though in the Halacha there's a lot of discussion about it, but it seems the accepted custom in many places was to wait, and that was based on the fact that if it hasn't been so long since the person passed away, and they're not really going to decompose, or say they mentioned they could put them in, say, in a cellar somewhere where it was cool, so there's not such an issue there, then they'd rather wait until the next day, and then Jewish people should be involved in the burial, which would be more of a respect for the person. Now, in Siv Gimel, the Kitzur explains the procedure for the second day of Yontif. B'yomtiv sheni, b'yom sheni shal Yontif, on the second day of Yontif, afilu shal Rosh Hashanah, even of Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah is an interesting story because there's a whole discussion about Rosh Hashanah if it's considered Yom Arichta or not, which means to say that generally speaking, when we have 2 days of Yontif, the first day is considered the main day of Yontif, and the second day is because of this custom of Minhag Avisinu B'Yadeinu, since when they didn't have a calendar, they kept 2 days, so we also keep 2 days. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, there's an idea that it's Yom Arichta, that it's considered like one long day. So according to that argument, one could say perhaps that the second day of Rosh Hashanah is not more lenient than the first. So the Kitzur says no, that even on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, it's more lenient as with regard to this halacha. Im afshel asas b'li shihoy ayadei nachrim dvarim hanes karm la'el, that if the actual malachas d'oraisa, the actual Torah prohibitions, could be done through non-Jews, let's say like digging the grave, yasu ayadei nachrim, that should be done through non-Jews. B'shar dvarim yasu yisraelim k'mashek k'savnu, and the rest should be done through Jewish people, as we mentioned. And they could use garments to cleanse the person. But they should be careful not to do actual squeezing. So we see already how it is more lenient in the sense that on actual Yontif, on the first day of Yontif, so we didn't even want you to use any baguette, any cloth, because of maybe you're going to squeeze it. Over here, as long as you're not actually squeezing it, we're not going to forbid you from using a cloth because maybe you're going to squeeze it. But if it's not possible in the second day of Yontif through non-Jews, he's asked by Israel, Jewish people could be involved. So whatever they need to do that can't be done through non-Jews, that they're allowed to do. Why? Because this is a quote from the Gemara, because the second day of Yontif for a deceased person, meaning to say, in other respects, or in most other respects, it has the same status as the first day of Yontif. When it comes to this halacha of burying a deceased person, kechol shav yinu rabbanim, that the rabbis considered it to be like weekday. So therefore, if it's necessary, then a Jewish person could do the malachas, could do actual malachas, actual forms of work, in order that they could bury the person. And we call makam, nonetheless. So, according to this, they need burial shrouds. So, a Jewish person can actually sit by a sewing machine and actually sew the burial shrouds. But he says, but if someone actually has burial shrouds, then they should use the ones that already are made, even if they were for someone else. So, they start chulitz for, because if it's not really necessary that they should sew, then they should use other ones that are already existing. And this, that you're able to be involved in it, it's only if the burial is going to take place that day. But if they're not going to bury that day, so we don't say, well, even if they're going to bury it tomorrow, but we could do work on it, different things today for the respect of the deceased, no. Ain't oisin by shumdavar, they don't do anything. If I feel a bit tilt also, and even to move the deceased, then it's a problem because his status is really, really muktzah. Now, Sif Dalet continues to explain. Hadash Shavinu Rabbanon Kechol, Yom Sheni, the Galimais Kechol. This that the rabbis made the second day like weekday, This is out of the respect of the deceased. That it shouldn't be disrespectful. But to do other things that are not necessary, it's prohibited. So, for example, if they need to make the burial shrouds and they have to go to the store and buy linen, so and the store owner is Jewish, so they shouldn't be making a price on Yontif because that's not necessary. Unless the shopkeeper is not Jewish, for non-Jews, so obviously he's not going to cooperate. So then they have to make up a price and buy it the normal way, because that's what they need to do in order to do the mitzvah. In the same way, the people that do the burial, if they're Jewish, they shouldn't be taking any money for it. Because we're allowed to bury the person, but they're not allowed to take money, because the whole heter is just for the respect of the mace, not that everyone else should make money from it. Kischar Shabbos is Chayyot of Aser, because one is not permitted to be paid for work done on Shabbos or Yontif. But what if the people are not God-fearing, and therefore they say, no, we're not going to bury him, we're not going to dig the grave unless you pay us? So then what are you supposed to do? Yidnulem Scharam, you have to pay them, because that's what you need to do to bury this person. And with those people themselves, we'll have to take it up with the Rabbi Yisrael, we'll take it up with God, why they're not doing the right thing. So they shouldn't take money for the plot, but they could take a collateral, meaning to say that, I guess the way it was, is that people would buy the burial plot from the Chevra Kadisha, from the burial society, and now they're burying this person, they wanted to make sure that he paid up. So actual money they couldn't take, but they could take some form of collateral. Now, before we go on, it's important to point out what Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in a famous tshuva about this subject. What Rav Moshe Feinstein writes is the following, that according to the Gemara, it's quite clear that on the second day of Yontif, one could definitely use Jewish people, if necessary, to bury a deceased person. And the problem that Rav Moshe Zatzal had was that when they would make these types of levias or these funerals, so basically people wouldn't be careful only to do what was exactly necessary. And they would make phone calls, people would come driving in their cars, and do all sorts of things that were totally not permitted. So therefore, we have a major problem over here, that this idea of respecting the deceased is very nice, but it's causing people to do much more than was ever permitted by the Rabbanon. Now, on top of that, because we do have refrigeration today, Rav Moshe points out, so the necessity to bury the deceased right away on Yontif becomes much, much less, because we see so much of the discussion has to do with the person starting to decompose. So based on these two things together, because we do have refrigeration, there's not such a great need to bury the person right away, and because there's a lot of things that could come out of it that are not good, because people will do various malachas that are not necessary, so because of these two things together, Moshe Feinstein Zatzal did not recommend even burying a deceased today, even on Yom Tov Sheni. That's in most communities they don't. Some communities they do, but again, this is the reason why in many communities they don't. Now, there are places that perhaps use, on the second day of Yom Tov, people that are from Eretz Yisrael, which is an interesting idea, because those people, they're really allowed to do malacha, but the thing is that if they're in a chutz laretz, and they're in America or anywhere out of Eretz Yisrael, so the problem is that they're really supposed to, at least publicly, keep Yontif. So how does that work? So some feel, well, it's still profitable that they should do it, because they don't really have a prohibition. Now, the Minchas Elazar discusses it. The Piskei Tshuva quotes it, and he was very much against that, and said, no, that they have a, since they right now are in chutz laretz, so therefore they have a prohibition to do it in public like anybody else, and therefore it's basically, if it needs to be done, it can be done by anybody, and if it's not necessary, then they can't do it either. So this a little bit sums up the halacha l'maaseh from these things, which is basically that according to the Gemara, according to Shulchan Aruch, one would be permitted to bury on the first day of Yontif through non-Jews, and on the second day through Jews. And the custom seems to be, even though there definitely seems to be an idea of doing it right away, but because, for different reasons, first of all, in order that Jewish people should be involved, they already were started to push it off from the first day, if it's not really going to decompose. And even from the second day, since we have refrigeration today, and since it'll cause perhaps extra malachas that don't need to be done, because people are not going to be careful, so that would be a reason not to hold it even on the second day, but rather to hold it all on the third day, meaning the day following Yom Tov. Now let's see, Sif Hei. Im Ein Be'iroi Beis Kvar Yisrael. If there's not in that city, Jewish cemetery, Haval Pishe Chal Likvar Sham Zahameis, even though they could bury the person over there, because I guess there is some land, but it's just not the regular cemetery. They're still allowed to give it, let it be brought to a different city on Yantiv, through non-Jews. On second Yantiv, even Jewish people could do it, to cover the Kvaras Yisrael, to bury him in a Jewish cemetery. But if they're not going to do it today, also Yisrael lahilichay b'yantiv lekavrei l'achay yantiv. So if they want to be able to bury the person there after yantiv, they can't start traveling today for after yantiv. And this is something we see a few places through these halachos, which is this heter, this leniency that they gave on the second day of yantiv, that they could do things for the burial. That's only if it's actually going to be done on the second day. But if it's a preparation for the day following Yontif, then you're not allowed to be doing anything. Now this completes the first five Sifim of Siman Reish, and in the next year we're going to continue from Siv Vav.